This is Lou Dickman.
This is the commish, and we want to say...
Happy birthday, Roca!
Smell a Roca, it's Roca. Lu. Who dat?
I have nothing to say.
All right, 2 weeks in a row.
That's
Lou, New Orleans Saints at the Bears. They've met 31 times, two postseason. The Bears are down in this series, Lou, 16-15, so they could tie it up with a win. They exist.
That would make sense. Yeah, okay.
The Saints exist because of a backroom deal in 1966 that Pete Rozelle made with Hale Boggs and Russell Long.
Any relation to Wade?
Maybe.
Okay.
But they have a Kennedy assassination connection, Lou. Hale Boggs was killed in a plane crash because he knew too much. And Russell Long was portrayed by Walter Matthau in the movie JFK. So there you go. And of course, Lee Harvey lived in New Orleans. Now, Lou, that was done so Rozelle could get Congress to approve the AFL-NFL merger. That's why the Saints exist, from a bribe. And Tom Dempsey, of course, beat the Detroit Lions with that massive 63-yard field goal with his club foot. Do you remember that one?
Oh, is it my turn to speak? Oh, my God. What was you? What did you have, 3 pages of script there for crying out loud? I remember Dempsey kick. That was something when he came out. And I believe that was also the same week as George Blanda, because Dempsey beat George Blanda. He had the record prior to Dempsey.
Oh, right, by 7 yards, that's right, he did. And the record wasn't broken for like 40 years or something. It was a good one. So, okay, the most significant game in our lifetime, Lou, do I even have to say it? 1-21-07, the most historic of the Mutiny Games, the playoff NFC Championship, where the Bears beat the Katrina-ridden New Orleans Saints to go to the Super Bowl.
You know, that was epic.
Yeah, it was.
Was that the singing one? Was
yes.
That the one where we all broke down and sung?
Somebody brought in mimeograph sheets of Bear Down.
I'm going to say if it was anybody, it was G-Man.
I thought, yeah, of course.
My money is going to be on G-Man. If any of you Mutiny listeners are out there and have that brain cell left from that epic day.
So when the game ended, somebody started it, and because we all had our sheets, we sang it Leonard Perfect to the end.
Yes!
Bear Down, Chicago Bears. And then Guido ended up on Western Avenue. It was 10 degrees without a shirt, waving down traffic. So it was quite the game, man. That's almost one of the number one games.
Hey, folks, those are moments you can't Google.
Well, now you can, because it's the subject of Lou Dickman. Predictions, Lou. New Orleans at Bears. What do you think?
Well, I know... I kind of hate to stray away from Puppet Lou. It's going to be a tough game if the Bears win, which it's going to be because we're in the Santos era.
All right.
But I could see the Swiss Cheese D just giving up. Don't they have some running back that's supposed to kick the Bears' ass this week?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No prediction.
So I'm going to go.
Well, put Carlos, that down as a no prediction.
Carlos Santos with the winning field goal.
All right. It's Cairo Santos. All right. Where are we at? Oh, Monday night. The second.
Halfway down page 5.
That's right. Monday night, page 5. Monday night, the Succoneers at the Giants. Lou, the score. The Tom Brady coming to town. What you got to do for those Succoneers?
Oh, the pain. I don't know. I think the Giants are well on their way to the first round draft pick.
Right there. So no score predictions on either game. Vegas is upset. So, Lou, Sunday NFL picks. I'm doing the stats this afternoon as we record this. So
they're not done yet?
They're not done yet.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Fucking Mike Hansen was complaining. So.
Oh, well. Karen Hansen.
Anything else? Everybody scored the point? Who won the point?
I guess, yeah. It's all eight of you. All eight of you got in.
Extra points.
It's amazing. I didn't realize how popular our secret guest was.
Lou, will there be another bonus point during the season? And I'm asking this for Jim Wadsworth.
But of course.
There you go, Wadsy. The power rankings of the week, Lou.
Oh, Jesus.
Rank the best things in New Orleans. Voodoo, music, Bourbon Street, food, women flashing their boobs, and Mardi Gras. Lou, you're number six.
Well, I'm going to have to put Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras number six.
Yeah,
he's an amateur.
I have no idea. Women flashing their boobs.
That's number five because Lou is old now.
No, I've never seen it down there. I guess that's because
really?
I've never gone to Mardi Gras.
All right. Number four.
Number four, I guess when you just generically put... No, I'm going to put Voodoo.
Voodoo number four.
I didn't see any of that either.
Okay, we got music, Bourbon Street, and food. What is number three?
I'm going to put Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street between food and music. Lou.
Music.
Music. Food is number one for Lou.
From the greasy spoon to the white tablecloth, fucking place can't be beat.
So what is your favorite greasy spoon down there?
I don't know. Whatever the name of the diner was, I have no idea.
All right, there you go. How about the greatest white tablecloth restaurant?
The greatest white tablecloth restaurant, I'm not at liberty to divulge.
It's a super secret for wealthy people only.
I tell you what, if you can guess, you get a point.
There you go. The lose bonus has been put down. Get out your New Orleans restaurant guide. And you get one pick, one chance.
And I'll just give you one hint. The restaurant had to be around 8 years ago.
Woo!
Even 10 years ago might have been the last I've been there, yeah.
All right, so was that pre or post Katrina?
Both.
All right.
Both.
Lou, your question of the week.
Okay, I'm all ears. Mouth,
where?
Fingertips.
Where is the most unusual place in New Orleans you've ended up, and why did you end up there?
Most unusual?
Yes. It's a city of mystery, Lou.
You know what? I've never been in an unusual place. It's been like, okay.
All of New Orleans is unusual.
Yeah.
Come on. No bar, no weird graveyard tour or what?
No, I couldn't give you a name of a place I've been to. Like I said, it's been 10 years ago. I experienced the whole thing. You know, it was... No, there's no unusual situation.
For once, I can say we can do better than that. Lou, yeah. Give us your catchphrase out. And hey, don't forget your bonus point.
Have a great week.
And go Bears! This is a commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's New Orleans Tours. Go from hotel to restaurant back to hotel with Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Tours you!
Thank you.